This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias could strengthen back into a hurricane as it skirts the east coast. The center of Isaias will be passing well east of the Georgia coast this morning, and then Daniel Brown of the National Hurricane Center says it's on to the Carolinas.
It's forecast to make landfall in either northern South Carolina or southern North Carolina, and then it will be moving inland, but not very far inland, so that there'll still be strong winds occurring along the coast. It's likely that we'll see tropical swarm force winds spread northward all the way through the mid-Atlantic states into southern New England.
Protests against police brutality and systemic racism quieting down now in downtown Portland, Oregon, after the departure of federal officers. There was a small crowd of a few hundred protesters last night, the 67th consecutive night of demonstrations. And this is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis is advocating for another national shutdown to stop the spread of COVID-19. Neel Kashkari telling CBS's Face the Nation that without one, businesses of all sizes will likely soon face bankruptcy. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro saying this morning that Democrats are not negotiating a new pandemic-related relief package in good faith. Navarro telling Fox News,
"What's puzzling and troubling, perhaps, is the idea that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats might be using workers as hostages to get to that big deal that they want."
The administration and Democrats remain at an impasse as they try to put together another stimulus bill. Stocks opening higher this morning on the first trading day of August. Tech shares have been leading as markets also got a boost after Eli Lilly announced the start of Phase 3 trials of its new coronavirus drug. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
After a marine training accident off the coast of California last week, the active search for the 8 missing has now ended. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
8 troops are still missing after their landing craft sank off the Southern California coast during a training exercise, and they are presumed dead, according to the Marine Corps. The Marines said they had to call off the search where the amphibious assault vehicle sank with 15 Marines and one Navy soldier aboard. 8 Marines were rescued, but one later died, and 2 are now in critical condition. The 26-ton tank-like craft took on water and quickly sank in hundreds of feet of water, too deep for the divers, making it difficult to reach. All Marines aboard were attached to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit based at Camp Pendleton north of San Diego.
Prankster comedian Sacha Baron Cohen will have to give a deposition in former Alabama Judge Roy Moore's defamation suit against him. Moore and his wife are suing Cohen, CBS and Showtime, over Cohen having called him a pedophile in the now-canceled series that Cohen hosted called Who is America? John Hume, the political leader who won the Nobel Peace Prize for helping bring peace to Northern Ireland, has died at 83. He passed away early today at a nursing home in Londonderry. Hume was one of Northern Ireland's best-known politicians for more than 30 years and played a major role in the peace talks that led to the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Also, by the way, a new feature, 833-BML-RANT, R-A-N-T, BML, like Bill Martinez Live, RANT, R-A-N-T. Make the call and get it off your chest. There's no need to hold on to it. I tell you, there's a lot of frustration abounding out there, and you need to have an outlet. There it is right there. Just call the line, and it is the BML rant line. Get it off your chest, and, hey, you may hear yourself on the air right here on the show. Morton Klein joins us now. He's a pro-Israel advocate and president of the Zionist Organization of America. And we're going to be talking about his interesting conversation with rapper Ice Cube. Martin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi. Great to be with you. Not only would I like to talk about Ice Cube, I've also been a victim of the cancel culture. If you want to talk about that later, it's up to you.
No, we'll cover it all, Martin, because I think that's the order of the day. I mean, not that we need to run around with a badge. I think anybody that speaks freely and follows their First Amendment inclination and right is bound to be canceled. It's inevitable these days, is it not?
Well, look, this is absolute Stalinistic fascism. This is not disagreeing with people. It's punishing people by destroying their lives. It's not just condemning them that they're wrong. It's forcing them to lose their jobs. And in fact, a professor at the University of North Carolina only last week committed suicide.
Yes.
After faculty and students demanded he resign because he said women's studies should not be taught in the university and that it's criminal violent thugs who are taking advantage of the situation that happened in Minnesota by stealing and destroying stores. And he committed suicide only 2 weeks ago when he was forced to resign from his job. So this is more than cancel culture. This is destruction culture. This is social murder, I like to call it.
What happens with this, Morton, is that it goes in a circle. And what people don't realize, when you do a deep study of this, it ends up eating the very people that put it in motion, right?
Well, it's high time, frankly, for that to happen so these people can stop turning America into a fascist culture where you're not allowed to debate issues without losing your job or being destroyed as a person. We need academics and the newspaper, the media. We need editorial writers and rabbis and pastors screaming against this.
Exactly.
To make this an issue that no one will want to ever happen again, this destruction culture of ruining people's lives because they condemn Black Lives Matter, as I have. Mm-hmm. I condemned in articles the organization Black Lives Matter because their platform is anti-American, anti-Israel. They want reparations for Libya and Iraq. They want to get rid of the entire military and capitalism. They want to end the nuclear family. And on Israel, they call Israel a genocidal state, which is amazing because there were 200,000 Arabs in Israel in 1948. Today there's 2 million. So this is reverse genocide. It's absurd.
Yeah, Israel's just not, Israel's not very good at genocide, obviously.
That's right. They're totally incompetent in that area. They must fire the man or woman who's in charge of the genocide program. It's not working. So
right.
This is a type of vicious anti-Semitism. When I wrote about this, this is hard to believe. 16 major leaders of Jewish organizations, including the major national reform Jewish movement, the conservative Jewish movement, Hayas, Jewish women's groups, publicly condemned me as a racist. Think of it, as a racist because I exposed the racism of Black Lives Matter. How does that make
right.
me a racist?
Right.
And others like J Street and the Israel Fund Trua have demanded that I be thrown out of my job and thrown out of the Conference of Presidents, the umbrella groups of all the Jewish organizations. They didn't refute a single thing that I wrote. They just didn't like me exposing the fact that Black Lives Matter organization is anti-Semitic and anti-American, and they're communists. They openly are communists. As I said, they want to end the nuclear family. They want children to choose their own gender. This is a horrific group that we must all condemn. That doesn't mean you don't support equality for all people, or you don't support, you know, civil and voting rights for all people, and blacks and others. Well,
they've hijacked these important values with malintent. That's the bottom line, Morton. What they've done, and anybody that speaks against their way of understanding, which is ill-founded. I mean, it is without God. They have a different God altogether that eventually they know that the people in the natural course of time, because that's the way we're designed. We're designed to worship God, God Almighty specifically, but there's always counterfeits out there, and they're proffering a counterfeit.
Well, these leaders are godless Marxists. Who walk around with PFLP shirts. That's a terrorist group from Lebanon. They walk around with shirts with a terrorist group on their chest. They praise Louis Farrakhan. They have rallies in America saying,
right.
death to America, death to Israel. This is the United States. This is not Iran. What's wrong with these people? Why aren't these people condemned by every newspaper in America, every academic, every pastor and rabbi? They're scared to death because these people, a chunk of them, unfortunately, have become really domestic terrorists by destroying stores, burning cars, burning police cars, stealing all they can, and they're afraid that their institutions will be harmed, these people,
exactly.
rabbis, pastors, academics, if they say anything negative against them. And this has to stop. We need people with major podiums speaking out against the Black Lives Matter platform, that it is horrific, and they're just communists who want America destroyed.
And people need to understand there are two parts to Black Lives Matter, and this was what Newt Gingrich had brought out when we spoke with him, gosh, I guess about a month ago. He said it's absolutely brilliant on their part that they're hiding under that that banner of Black Lives Matter, because most people would agree that not only black lives, but all lives. But, of course, you know, what they've done in some cases where somebody said all lives matter, people have been executed for saying that. So what has happened is people have chosen fearfully to back off and, you know, and allow Black Lives Matter to wreak the destruction they're wreaking, you know, whether it's in Portland or New York or other cities across the country. And this is disgusting. But all it takes is people without courage to allow them to overrun us, which is a very small percentage at the end of the day. I mean, you're talking probably less than 0.5% of our population right now is being controlled. You talk about the tail shaking the dog. I mean, this is a perfect example.
And where are our politicians? Where are they? Where is Pelosi and Schumer?
Well, the Democrats have exposed themselves. They're not interested in this because this serves their political ambitions, doesn't it?
In the Democratic side, their base supports anything concerning Black Lives Matter, and they're afraid to say anything negative about them.
Right. Well, and the thing is, because it still is serving their end, because what it is, it's making this current administration look bad, and they're using it for a political purpose. But meanwhile, Black Lives Matter, we're talking the militants here, continue to wreak havoc, and as they do so, they just, like anything else, they will gain more and more traction and become increasingly problematic. We can deal with it now or pay for it later, and it seems the Democrats especially, they seem to be content to pay for it later, but it's going to be a big price. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. We've got more from Morton Klein after this. Stay with us. Going to quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective, do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food, the availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
I hope you caught that. We the people, it's up to us. We cannot look to government or any other outside force. The only outside force that I believe that we should look to is God Almighty himself to save this country, because that's the requirement. That's what's needed for a time such as this, ladies and gentlemen. Morton Klein is with us, pro-Israel advocate, president of the Zionist Organization of America. We were talking off air, and he makes a brilliant point here, which is quite interesting, that Joe Biden has declared that he's only going to pick a black woman. Now, think about this for just a moment, because the Democratic Party has just gone along with this. I mean, how could you make a statement like that? I mean, if President Trump made a statement like, I'm only going to pick a black woman, all hell would break loose, because they would see that as being sexist and racist. Morton says, hey, look at, how about a very qualified, you know, a person of a non-color or non-black or whatever that is qualified. You know, men need not apply, he asks. Or, you know, what about, like Amy Klobuchar was brought up, Morton, yesterday on one of the shows, that they thought Amy Klobuchar was actually the best candidate when it came to name recall and background and ability to defend the policies and that she was highly qualified. And you almost wonder if the setup here, because the rumor has still been maintained out there that this is a setup for Michelle Obama, you know. So what do you say?
Well, it's fine with me if Joe Biden picks a black woman or a white woman or a woman. It's not fine with me for him to make a public statement, I will only pick a black woman, because that mainstreams racism and sexism. That says white women need not apply. Mm-hmm. Men need not apply. That's not America. America's all about meritocracy. The best people should be getting the job. And so he has mainstreamed sexism, no men, and mainstreamed racism by saying no white people. This should not be acceptable. There should be an outcry against this. Again, he can pick whoever he likes. Just don't state publicly, I will only pick a black woman. That is an outrage. I mean, if Trump said, I will only pick a white man for the Supreme Court, that would be horrible. And he would be condemned. Why is Biden not condemned for saying, I'm only going to pick a black woman? It's mainstreaming legitimizing sexism. Again, it's fine for him to pick a black woman, but don't say that's the only person you're going to pick ultimately.
Excellent point.
Problem. We can't have mainstreaming of racism or sexism in America, and that's what Biden has done.
Amen. Let's talk about your conversation with rapper Ice Cube. Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
Mm-hmm. I went to a barbecue in the middle of a 99-degree day in the summer. I wanted to be inside. We're all outside. I met someone who's very close to Ice Cube. We talked about some of Ice Cube's recent tweets, which were very troubling to me. They seemed anti-Semitic to me. And he said, I know the guy extremely well. He's not anti-Semitic at all. I'm going to have him call you if that's okay with you. Ice Cube called me. Told me to call him Cube. I said, should I call you Mr. Cube? He said, no, just Cube. He called me. We spoke for almost 2 hours.
Wow.
And during the conversation, I asked him. He made it clear that he doesn't have an anti-Semitic racist bone in his body. And I asked him to publicly put out certain tweets. He did it. He publicly put out a tweet, I hate anti-Semites, I hate anti-Semitism. He put out a tweet saying he praises Abdul-Jabbar, the basketball star, for condemning and calling out black anti-Semites. He did the right thing, Jabbar, and I applaud him for it. Ice Cube put that out. Ice Cube also told me that if I go on your show, he told me I'm allowed to say to you that Ice Cube supports the right of Israel to exist as a Jewish state. You don't see many black rappers making that statement. He made it to me and said I'm allowed to publicly state it when I go on Bill Martinez's show.
Wow, that's great.
So we decided already we're going to get together for dinner. We're going to meet each other's families. You know, this guy's been married for 28 years, one wife, four children, has a normal family life. He's really a regular guy, not a radical of any significant sort of any shape, and he's lived a decent life. So I'm happy to let people know that Ice Cube is really a straight person, a straight-laced person who is a patriot and doesn't have racist or anti-Semitic feelings in his body. And we're going to be getting together as soon as this epidemic is over. And we're also working on Farrakhan. He says, I'm not a Farrakhan follower. So we're working on him making a statement about Farrakhan's anti-Semitism as well. So I'm very happy to help him because he doesn't deserve the appellation that he's an anti-Semite. It doesn't seem to be true whatsoever. And I learned that in 2 hours, and we're going to speak again this week.
Boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing like the truth in conversation. And as you said earlier to me, truth is not a political position. That is exactly right. That is the higher calling for all of us, is to focus on the truth. You know, if choices are going to be made, we want to make sure that they are anchored in the truth, because we know historically when our choices, our decisions are made based on truth. And we're not talking relative truths. Kick that aside. I mean, that's stupid. That is stupid modernism that is just on a false premise altogether. There is truth, ladies and gentlemen, and we get ourselves into trouble by deviating it, and all you have to do is just deviate truth ever so slightly, and it's lost its validity, hasn't it, Morton?
Absolutely. It was said best in the book 1984 by Orwell, who was a brilliant visionary who predicted everything that's happening. In fact, I tell people there was only one mistake he made in his book 1984, where he said, well, in the future we'll have truth as lies, lies are truth, all sorts of things will be watching everyone to make sure they're saying the right things, which is what's happening. And I said, the only mistake he made, he shouldn't have called it 1984. Orwell should have named the book 2020.
Right.
Then he would have been totally
wrong. The year of vision, amazing, this year of vision 2020, and all this really is being revealed if you step back a moment and you don't get caught up in the emotion that you can't think critically. Yes, you will be blinded. And, of course, what Orwell referred to is from the book of Isaiah, that woe, on the, and it's amazing how that word, woe, how powerful that is. I mean, it comes screaming out off of Scripture. And, you know, to tell us, look, at pay attention, that there will be a time when good will be called evil, evil good, sweet sour, sour sweet. I mean, this is where we are.
It is. Look, we have Black Lives leaders now using mob tactics, telling businesses that they'll be destroyed if they don't get a piece of their profits every month. This is happening right now.
Exactly.
What's the outcry against this? People are afraid to condemn Black Lives Matter, the organization. Not the theme of equal rights, of course not. Not the theme to get bad cops out of being policemen, just like there are bad people in all fields. But the problem with Black Lives Matter is they're communists. They say it themselves openly, that we are Marxists, who say end the U.S. military, end capitalism, and rallies calls for the end of America. I mean, and by the way, another thing that they say in their platform, end the global war on terrorism. What? We have to fight terrorism. This is a dangerous group, and people have to condemn the organization, Black Lives Matter, and their platform. Not the theme of equal rights and equal voting rights. No, we all agree with that, of course.
And Ice Cube would immediately disagree with their position to defund police. That's clear. I mean, you know, you defund police, who do you affect greatly? But the poor and those urban areas that have been so blighted by the lawlessness that has overrun their communities.
I talked to Cube. He is very upset about bad police, as am I, as of anyone.
Everybody. We all agree. If we weren't ever unified in terms of injustice and anything that you want to see as racist, it was when that police officer kept his knee on George Floyd. That was disgusting. I don't care about George Floyd's background. I care that he's a fellow human being and he was disgracefully mistreated to his death. That should never happen in a free America.
I agree. And by the way, if people want to go on ZOA.org, they can learn more about the things you and I are talking about. ZOA.org, they'll learn a lot more about our conversation.
He is a pro-Israel advocate and president of the Zionist Organization of America. Morton Klein has been our guest. Morton, thank you for sharing so honestly and truthfully. And all our best to your family and Cube. Pass on our regards and tell him thank you for letting me share.
I will do that today when I call him. And thank you.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tropical storm Isaias could strengthen back into a hurricane as it skirts the east coast. The center of Isaias will be passing well east of the Georgia coast this morning, and then Daniel Brown of the National Hurricane Center says it's on to the Carolinas.
It is forecast to make landfall in either northern South Carolina or southern North Carolina, and then it will be moving inland, but not very far inland, so that there'll still be strong winds occurring along the coast. It's likely that we'll see tropical storm force winds spread northward all the way through the mid-Atlantic states into southern New England.
Protests against police brutality and systemic racism quieting down now in downtown Portland, Oregon, after the departure of federal officers. There was a small crowd of a few hundred protesters last night, the 67th consecutive night of demonstrations. And this is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Oh, we can't lose hope, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to hang in there. You cannot grow weary in doing good. That is what our faith is all about, and I appreciate you doing that, because this is what we need. You know, we come alongside one another. We're an encouragement to one another. And those times that maybe our faith and our hope is fading, but someone next to us is being uplifted, and they uplift us, you know, kind of like what Bob Woodson shared with us last week. Good to have you back with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Mark Hyman joins us now. We're going to be talking about his new book, Pardongate, how Bill and Hillary Clinton and their brothers profited from pardons. Oh, yeah. Get ready. Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Say nothing, Bill. I mean, seriously, they profited from pardons? Isn't that, like, unethical? It certainly is.
Yeah,
well, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Yeah,
no,
let me just
go ahead.
I said, let me lay it out for your listeners. For the first 6 years of his presidency, Bill Clinton was one of the stingiest presidents of all of history when it came to executive clemency, both pardons and commutations. In his first four-year term, he gave 56 clemency decisions. Only Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, gave fewer, 45, and there are only 5 million people in the country then, not nearly 300 million was when Bill was president. So Bill went from this really, really stingy guy to one of the most generous in his last 18 months in office. And that coincidentally began 2 weeks after Hillary Clinton announced she was running for the U.S. Senate. Imagine that, Bill.
Yes. interesting the timing with that. So initially, we're talking first 4 years. You said 65 clemencies.
56 in his first 4 years.
I'm
term.
Sorry. Okay, right.
And only Thomas Jefferson gave away fewer, and he was the third president.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Just imagine that. So
yeah.
It was crazy. In fact, let me tell your listeners how it started out. So Hillary announces she wants to run for the seat of the retiring Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, and out of the blue, Bill Clinton approached 16 FALN Puerto Rican terrorists, most of whom were serving sentences of 50 to 70 years for little things like murder, bombings, and shootings, yeah, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he said, guys, I know you didn't request clemency, but I'm going to give it to you. Just don't misbehave anymore. And people have to wonder, why on earth would he do that? Well, if you're going to win a statewide race in New York, you better win New York handily, particularly if you're a Democrat, because the rest of the state pretty much leans Republican. And at the time, when Hillary announced she was going to run, the presumptive GOP nominee was Rudolph Giuliani, very popular mayor, and it was going to be a tough battle. New York City politics are balkanized, divided along racial and ethnic and religious and country of origin backgrounds and so forth, and politicians have catered to them for the years. But only the Clintons were savvy enough to offer them clemency. The Puerto Ricans voted heavily Democratic for years and years, except when Rudy ran his last race as mayor, he got 43% of the Puerto Rican vote, which is astonishing. So if Hillary's going to win New York City, she better win the Puerto Rican vote against Rudy Giuliani. This was before he was diagnosed with cancer. And that's what happened. Bill Clinton said, you know what, guys, you didn't ask for clemency. I'm going to give it to you anyway. I'm going to spring you all out of jail. Amazing how that works.
And the Puerto Ricans there in New York celebrated the release of these terrorists? I mean, they didn't... Go ahead.
You know, what's interesting about this is that there are certain Puerto Rican leaders who were kind of in their camp. There were a couple members of Congress who thought they should be released. But what's fascinating is predominantly the reason why these Puerto Rican, the FALN terrorists, the National Armed Liberation Front, the reason why they were in prison for these murders and bombings and shootings was they wanted a free and independent Puerto Rico. Here's the rub. There had been several referenda in Puerto Rico over decades on whether they wanted to stay as a U.S. territory or be independent. No referendum ever got more than 6% of the vote to be independent. None. Because they don't pay federal taxes, even though they're a U.S. territory. They get federal aid, but they'll pay U.S. taxes. So it's a great gig for them. So they've never wanted independence. They've wanted to remain a territory. But there's certain folks to the left who said, no, 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 we got to be independent. They drive it, and that's where these Puerto Rican terrorists came from. So yeah, I'm sure there's some Puerto Ricans who probably weren't very happy at the turn of events, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Wow. Again, the old axiom, just follow the money, right? And not too far, wherever the money is flowing, you find the Clintons, because they became quite ambitious once they came up with this ruse of the Clinton Foundation, right?
Well, yeah, I make the case, Bill, that the entire two-decade pay-to-play scheme that the Clintons used so well to enrich themselves personally, Bill and Hillary, to the tune of $240 million, and the Clinton Foundation, by billions, began with the sale of these pardons. Here was the issue. The Clintons treated government things, government property, government actions, as if it was their personal property to sell as they saw fit. So I use the example of Hillary and Bill, the Puerto Rican terrorists, but everybody profited. Hillary's brothers, you and Tony Rodham, and Roger Clinton, each made hundreds of thousands of dollars hustling pardons for anyone who was willing to write a check. And some of these were really bad dudes. Carlos Vignali was a cocaine trafficking kingpin in L.A. who was caught shipping 800 pounds of cocaine to Minnesota. He was represented by a guy named Hugh Rodham. Paid him over $200,000, and he got clemency. There were lots of folks like that.
What about the Mark Rich story?
Well, Mark Rich is the one that's got the most attention, and Mark Rich was a fugitive billionaire who traded. He was a commodities trader. He traded with all the bad guy countries. He traded with Iran when it held 52 U.S. citizens as hostage. He traded with Libya after it was determined they were responsible for blowing up the Pan Am flight that killed 189 Americans. He traded with North Korea. He traded with Cuba. He traded with Iraq during the corrupt oil for food program. If there was a bad guy out there, he traded with him. He was facing dozens and dozens of charges in 1980 when he said, you know what, I'm done. I'm leaving this country. And then he renounced his U.S. citizenship, as did his business partner, Pincus Green. Mm-hmm. They went to live in Zug, Switzerland in a big villa. Life was pretty stinking good. But Mark Rich's ex-wife, Denise Rich, wanted him to be able to return to the States. She showered the Clintons with more than $3 million in money, gifts that went to their campaigns, that went to the various causes, went to the Clinton Library. And even though the entire Justice Department and even the White House counsel said, do not give this guy clemency, do not pardon him, he renounced his citizenship. Bill Clinton pardoned him. Right. And that was just the most notorious one that people know of. But there were so many. And what's fascinating about this, and Bill, when I kind of got into this, I started looking at every single clemency decision.
And I want to get into that, but hang with me for just a minute with Mark Rich. $3 million, that's chump change. I mean, that's penny loafer money. $3 million, I mean, there's got to be more to that.
Well, look at it this way. And some of it went to the Clinton Library. Think about it. When Bill Clinton was leaving office in December of 2000, he set a fundraising goal of $200 million for the Clinton Library. He raised less than $3 million. Nobody wanted to write the checks to the Clintons anymore. They were done. And so Bill Clinton welcomed every nickel he could get. He was $197 million short. There was a New York City billionaire who wanted a pardon for his buddy. So he told Bill Clinton, I'll write you a check, $1 million to the Clinton Library. Bill pardoned his buddy. Nations Bank CEO did the exact same thing, wrote a check for $500,000 to have his friend pardoned. They were selling clemency as if it was a personal property for all
Where is the media on all this? I mean, how come this is not real? I mean, we know that there were skanky deals all over. I mean, the whole idea of quid pro quo, I mean, it was perfected. These guys are 10-degree black belts of quid pro quo. And I say these guys, I'm talking about the Clintons. And we know this anecdotally. Some reports have gotten out there. But, I mean, there's been no deep dive until you've done it with Pardongate.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame that it's a kind of a small-time investigative journalist that has to do what the networks and the cable channels don't want to do. Look, there's still love and affection and adulation for the Clintons. And don't forget, the folks who started with their campaign in 1992 and with them all through the White House, so many of them now occupy places of influence in national media organizations. They're at the cable channels. They anchor ABC News. They work at CBS. So they're not going to touch the Clintons. They're going to give them a free pass on this. So when we get back, I know you got to go to a break. I can tell your listeners about some really bad dudes who probably should have never seen the light of day, but have because somebody got paid off.
Going to break. More from Mark Hyman. We're talking about his brand-new book, Pardongate. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the Emmy Award-winning investigative journalist Mark Hyman is with us. His brand new book, Pardongate, How Bill and Hillary Clinton and Their Brothers Profited from Pardons. I mean, the Democrats, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, I mean, just go down the whole list. It's so amazing. We just went through all this exercise about quid pro quo. I mean, these people, including the Clintons especially, they are artists of quid pro quo. And the evidence is clear, is it not, Mark?
Absolutely. This book is so well documented. I have 848 end notes. It references all the court documents, the interviews, the papers, everything, so no one can roll their eyes and say, well, this is just conjecture or speculation. They can find the documents if they just want to go to the same archives that I have. It's there, and we know who was pardoned. That's just not a secret. That's out there. But it had just got to be such a wild west when they knew that they could turn these things into some sort of profit machine. It was so wacky in the last several months that Roger Clinton was cold calling clemency applicants, telling them, I can get you a pardon. It's going to cost you 6 figures. Are you willing to pay? One of those people who took a phone call I spoke with said, Mark, I've never met Roger Clinton in my life. I don't know Roger Clinton. How did he know I even applied for clemency? That's not public information. Mm-hmm. And by the way, how did he get my private cell phone number? I haven't given that to anyone except it's on my pardon application. So you can see what happened. Bill, or someone at the direction of Bill, mm-hmm. gave Roger the list of names of all these clemency applicants that he could cold call. He called many.
That's
some
amazing.
Paid, some didn't. But that's how brazen they were. They had no problems with it. And just think about this. The President of the United States had no problems with giving that information, that protected private information, to his half-brother so he can go out and hustle some bucks. But they all got paid. Hugh Rodham, Tony Rodham, Roger Clinton, they each made hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Hillary was stockpiling financial and political IOUs she cashed in when she ran for the Senate and later on when she ran for the presidency twice. I mean, it's amazing how many people have ties to the Clintons mm-hmm. or friends of the Clintons or friends of friends of the Clinton. And the entire Clinton orbit was in this profit machine.
So they were all benefiting from this quid pro quo.
Absolutely. Let me give a good example for your listeners. There were two men out of Arkansas. They're relatively anonymous. It doesn't make a difference who they are, but mm-hmm. they were convicted of tax fraud. They were some business guys, and tax fraud. It was a felony conviction, but it wasn't violent. It wasn't the sort of thing where you want to bar your front door. But they decided in the month of January 2001 they wanted to get pardons. So they hired an attorney out of a New York City law firm who'd never prepared a pardon application in his entire life. He wrote up the application, bypassed the Department of Justice mandatory review, bypassed the FBI's mandatory review, sent it direct to the White House 4 days before Clinton left office. These two guys got pardons. And you got to wonder, wait a minute, why would guys in Arkansas hire a New York City lawyer? Well, William Cunningham, the lawyer who prepared the application, also had a little side job. He was the treasurer of the Hillary for Senate campaign. So every time you look at these people who seem, they aren't the Mark Riches of the world. They weren't notorious. They were anonymous. But they kept coming back. There were people profiting off of this. This was the whole Clinton orbit, which is why today these people are still loyal to them. Some of them made tons of money. They owe money.
What are we talking about, Mark? How much money? What was the grand total here? Were you able to calculate that?
No, because there were a lot of folks who, some of the folks that Roger Clinton spoke with got pardons, but they wouldn't divulge what they paid, if anything. So, you know, you can only speculate. But in some respects, they aren't earth-shattering amounts of money. But your listeners should understand that when you fill out a clemency application, they can go online, they can look at stuff themselves. It's a very detailed process. You have to have all your personal information there. You have to have a lot of attachments. You have to have a lot of enclosures. You have to have your court records, what crime you convicted of, what was the statute, what was your sentence, all that sort of thing. It gets sent to the Department of Justice. It does a thorough scrub, reviews everything. Then they send it to the FBI to ensure that the person hasn't engaged in any criminal activity since their conviction. Are they a good citizen? Then it goes to the pardon attorney who delivers it to the president, who makes the decision one way or the other. On Bill Clinton's final day in office, there were 140 people who received pardons, 36 received commutations. Out of that 176 people on that final day, 47 people had their applications completely bypassed the Justice Department and the FBI, completely bypassed because they were prepared by attorneys that were friends of the Clintons. And it gets worse. 30 people didn't even file an application. It was word of mouth. It was back scratch. It was a handshake deal. They just got pardons. Didn't even fill out an application. So you don't even know anything they said was truthful. It was so out of control that in the final night after midnight, the wee hours of the morning, the pardon attorney was getting slips of paper with a name scrawled on Bill Clinton. He says, pardon this guy, pardon that guy.
Oh my
God. Poor pardon attorney was on the internet frantically trying to find these people, A, to confirm their real name, B, what crimes they're convicted of, and C, where do they live? There were pardon certificates with the names misspelled that simply said, you're pardoned for your federal crimes, sent to the wrong address. That's how out of control it was.
Right.
And one person was Susan McDougal. People knew where she was because Susan McDougal was part of the Jim and Susan were the business partners of the Clintons in the Whitewater scandal.
Exactly.
Your listeners may recall. She was the one that went to jail for months because she refused to testify against the Clintons. She didn't submit an application. But she got pardoned and sprung from prison from her felony convictions.
And she didn't have to pay any money, I'm sure.
Didn't have to pay a nickel. No. And so when people get worried about the whole Trump and Roger Stone, and was this a payback? Roger Stone didn't get pardoned. He just got the sentence commuted. He didn't have to go to prison. He's still a convicted felon.
Exactly.
And remember, what Trump has said all along was that Roger Stone was convicted essentially of obstructing justice for an underlying crime that never occurred. There was no Russia collusion. The Democrats couldn't find it. Republicans couldn't find it. So if there's no underlying crime, why should this guy be convicted of obstruction of justice? He technically was convicted of perjury to Congress, but it was under the whole obstruction of justice kind of mantra. So that was it. But in the case of...
Yeah, how do you lie about a lie? McDougal, I mean, I don't know how you you can do that.
Susan McDougal was one of 14 people who received felony convictions out of the Whitewater scandal. 14!
Yes.
Felony convictions. These weren't lying to FBI agents. These were actual hard crimes. Mm-hmm. So if you want to look at a payback, man, she got sprung free and clear. Didn't you have to submit an application? There were a lot of folks like that. And I mentioned earlier in the program before the break, there's some bad dudes out there. Let me tell you about another guy. Harvey Weinig was a pretty successful New York City attorney. He also had a little job on the side. He was the international money launderer for the Cali drug cartel. Think about that. Remember the 80s and 90s? We're talking about literally thousands and thousands of people who were slaughtered in the drug wars. This guy was the international money launderer. He sent, he's tried, he's caught, he's tried, he's convicted, he's sent to prison. He asked two of his friends, can you get me clemency, please? Mm. And he got clemency. Those two friends were Harold Ickes and John Podesta, the deputy chief of staff and the chief of staff to Bill Clinton. And they sprung him free. And you think about that, South and Central American leaders went nuts. They said, you Americans claim that we coddled the drug dealers. Yes, we've done deals with a cartel member who's on the run, who's literally battling our military, not just the police, our military. And we try to work out a deal where we get them behind bars for a certain period of time, and you criticize us. You got the international money launderer for the Cali drug cartel in prison, and you sprung them free. We've never done that.
Exactly.
And it damaged relations in the drug war with South and Central America and Europe. We were considered really bad people. And, of course, most of my colleagues in the national press never thought that was worthy to report.
You know, Mark, and you bring up an excellent point here, because this is what's so confusing for everyday Americans when they look at all the good things we do, but they're not aware of these black, black ops. And when I'm talking about black ops, I'm talking about illegal, immoral, unethical projects that are done in the name of politics that the people do not know about, but it really compromises what we consider these American values based on our U.S. Constitution.
Oh, absolutely. I cover close to 400 pardons and commutations in the last 18 months of Bill Clinton's presidency, and I go into those, and a lot of them are bad. There are some that are sort of out there, and there seems to be, in some cases, looks like Bill Clinton was padding his pardon list, so they all didn't look bad. He actually gave commutations, or rather, he gave clemency to 14 people that he denied earlier in his term. Mm-hmm. He also gave a pardon to a guy who died 5 years earlier. So in the end, they were pulling names out of their list as quickly as possible. But what was sad about this is while there were 47 people with applications that bypassed DOJ and FBI, another 30 who didn't even fill out applications, there were 1,500 applicants who went through the process properly. Went through the DOJ, went through the FBI, had their applications sitting on the president's desk. He never even looked at them.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, clemency is government's official forgiveness for crimes. It's redemption. And some people have very compelling cases. It might be a professional who said, look, I can't have my professional license restored because I have a felony conviction, but if I get a pardon, I can get back to being a commercial fisherman or whatever he was, and
right.
I can provide for my family. Those are the compelling cases that most presidents go, it makes sense.
Exactly.
There's no, the guy pays debt to society. Let's go ahead and give him clemency. But in the case of the Clintons, there were just people who were off the rails. Susan Rosenberg, your listeners may be familiar with.
Yes.
Spun out of the May 19th Communist Organization, May 19th, named after Ho Chi Minh's birthday. They paired up with the Black Liberation Army, which was a violent offshoot of the Black Panthers. They committed murders. The group collectively killed 6 police officers, 3 black.
Mark, we're coming to the end of this. So real quick here, Hillary Clinton said that they were broke. The Clintons were broke when they left the White House. Not so based on your book, Pardon Gate.
Yeah, they... That was the whole excuse. That was when they were taking that shady loan from Terry McAuliffe, and they stole all the White House furniture. Remember that?
Yes.
They had to send a truckload of furniture back that didn't even belong to them. I mean, they were that brazen.
Unbelievable. Mark Hyman, his book, Pardongate, How Bill and Hillary Clinton and Their Brothers Profited from Pardons. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you